You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
I'm going to take a vacation. I'm going to hop up out of the town. I'm going to be tomorrow morning this time. I will be probably boarding the flight. Isn't that something we go out of? It's really cool that we live near a couple of airports that we can do international travel. If we can go anywhere in the world out of those, Newark, JFK, you know, if we want to. We go to LaGuardia, you can go to Charlotte. If you want, anyway. But the headache that is, you know, why is it always at 6 in the morning? There should be something in the Constitution about, you know, no flying before a certain hour. That's something else. But I wanted to share something that'll make you smile, right? And it's done. It was done in a message by a pastor. He's from the UK, and you may very well know who he is. I love to hear him talk because of the way he talks. He goes by J. John, but he's not the subject. This little girl is the subject, and she had been to Sunday school. You relate to talking to your grandkids, maybe your kids like this. Have they done something like this?
This little girl, after church, was asked by her mother, "What did you learn at Bible study Sunday school this morning?" And she said, "We learned all about how God made man and woman." So the mother said, "Well, how did God do it?" And she said, "Well, this is what God did. He bent down and he picked up some mud, and then he made the man. But then he put the man to sleep, and then he took his brains out and made the woman."
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. Word of warning, he's a morning person.
Got something for moms, grandma, anything, you know, from iMom. Be from grandma. If you're a grandma, you're a mom, obviously, you know. But one mom said, moms sure do love sharing the nitty-gritty details, starting with our children's birth stories. When I was pregnant, my friend, she said, "Inside scoop left me feeling anxious about what was to come. And later, when our girl started elementary school, I found myself feeling the same way, you know, about those teen years, too. As mom after mom knowingly confided, just wait until the teen years." You know, well, I didn't need to worry, mom said. Mom, neither do you. Your child doesn't wake up one day suddenly as a teenager. It's a process of development. This really applies to any stage of life with any family member. It really does. There are 5 parenting choices you can make during, well, you can make it during the elementary school years that set the stage. But, you know, even where you are, you can start. I firmly believe that. This is from imom.com. I posted the link on the Sound of Life Facebook page. You just link to it and you got it right there. Because I know I go over quick, right? Like, you agree with this. I mean, pay attention to what matters to her. That's number one. Wow. Make it a priority to eat dinner together. I figured that would be number one. And both my wife and I, you know, we're old school. And so that's what we did, right? And it doesn't really matter. It just matters that you're together there. You know what number three is? And this is actually true. Put down the phone. Put that phone down. Go on one-on-one dates. You see that quite a bit on social media. Practice active listening. Okay. And there's actually a couple of bucket list charts that you can print out, right? And I even tweeted this morning, how your family dinner looks is less important than making it one of your parenting choices to prioritize family dinner. Just trying to help you out. And with the help from imom.com.
Helping you focus through the morning fog. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
Cup of Joe Morning Show Hotline. Welcome.
I remember the British evangelist, Gypsy Smith, he once said, there are 5 gospels.
Uh-oh.
Now, if you know your scriptures, you should know that that something's wrong with that quote already. But he said there are 5 gospels. There's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then the 5th one is you.
Ooh.
Most people won't read the first 4, but they will read you.
Yeah.
Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He'll put a smile on your face no matter what side of the bed you got up on.
I love the story I wanted to relate to you. I was thinking about, you know, we'll be driving soon. We'll be having the family in the van, maybe, you know. And if something happened, You know, you just think, God forbid, something really bad, like you went off the road or something happened. Wouldn't you want people to help you? I mean, I know the last time I was on the other side of the bridge, and I mean, you can't blame people for not stopping, you know, and they didn't know if I was in trouble or not. But I didn't have my phone, so right away, you know, he's in big trouble, you know. Back to the caveman era, is where I was. Nobody knew where I was. But I was having a real hard time to get the lug nuts off a flat tire. And, you know, all the cars passing by, just, I mean, had to be, you know, just, I mean, the traffic is amazing. Shoom, shoom, like that, you know. It's just kind of, you know, but it's all right. It's okay. These five people did not. They were on a weekend road trip in Georgia. They were headed out. They were students, number one. They're headed out for some St. Patrick's Day festivities in Savannah, Georgia, from their college, okay? And they turned down this Briar Creek Bridge, or this road where Briar Creek Bridge is, and they saw something odd. And they said, well, we kind of pulled over super fast, turned, went down this hill to the boat ramp, and we just saw this white minivan submerged under the water. Now, nobody's there. Wow. Whew, man, they are very brave. So they got out and they rescued three passengers, a mother, two children. One of them was about 4 years old. They spent the night in the hospital. They're okay. They're fine. They are rescued. The really cool thing about this story is the names of the rescuers. Yeah, you might be surprised. Eleanor, Caitlin, Clark, Jane, and Molly. You go, girl.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The sound of life.
It's kind of interesting about what happened in Brooklyn the other day, and kind of a common theme, you know. The people, they have different names for it, but Dirty City is one of them. People think of New York City as a dirty city. I mean, it is. Let's face it. So you're a business owner in Brooklyn, right? And you happen to open a pizza store in Brooklyn. That's it. Better be pretty good. Finney Pizzeria. It opened in 2022, by the way. And 43-year-old finance officer, you know, he just decided he wanted to open up a pizza place right there. So he wanted to know. He did a very smart thing. Very smart. He polled his customers. He said, or he asked them, what would you like to see most improved in the neighborhood? Overwhelming, 94% of them hoped for cleaner streets. That was it. So he humbly purchased five green trash cans. You know, they're $220 a piece. They are. And he painted a motto on the side, and it says, clean streets. And he put the cans around the pizzeria. And it's interesting, isn't it? It's fascinating with human nature. Of course, people that were his customers put their garbage in those cans. And as that part of the neighborhood got cleaner, the other parts start to get cleaner. It was successful. In fact, he bought five more trash cans, and then he got fined by the city. Not making that up. $4,000 ticket. $4,000. I don't know what the fine. You put your own garbage cans. It had to be something like that, you know. So he met with the Department of Sanitation, and to their credit, long story short, they tore up the tickets, and he has now officially launched what he calls his Clean Streets Initiative. Isn't that amazing? I mean, that's amazing that he would take it on himself. You know, I mean, so many people just look at it and curse at it. I mean, let's be honest. You know, that's it right there. But he just went above and beyond. He's added more cans to public areas in Williamsburg and downtown Brooklyn. That's pretty incredible. It reminds me of what some of the people in the area, one of them was Lucian, who happened to be a Greek satirist and he was rhetorical. Anyway, he lived about 120 AD. And he said, it's incredible to see the fervor with which the people of that religion, meaning Christianity, help each other in their wants. They spare nothing.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.